Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Thank you, Gregory. Afternoon, how are you? Yay, it's nearly Monday home time and this is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Hope you're alright. Alright, loads to do today. Last week, Nicki Minaj came in to see us at Radio 1. She looked amazing and she was a lot of fun. So you can hear what happened when Nicki Minaj came in. That'll be just after 4:30 this afternoon. And last time, the nation was gripped on R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. It all went off.
Put a spatula in her head.
What is Rosie going to do with that spatula?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, it's Monday afternoon. Becky's here.
Uvavu.
I'll stop this.
What?
Just say hello, like a normal person would.
Hello.
And my mate Chris is on the phone. All right, Chris?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. What did you text me about?
Well, I just wanted to see if you got a spare Batman outfit.
A spare Batman outfit?
Yeah.
I don't have a Batman one, actually.
I like the way he says a spare one. Like, you've already got one for you, but if you've got an extra one that he might be able to borrow, then yeah. Could he have that? Not your one, but...
You're my first choice, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I've got a few.
You've got Ghostbusters, haven't you?
I've got Ghostbusters. I've got Big Bad Wolf.
Old Woman.
I've got Old Woman.
What do you use Big Bad Wolf for?
It was a recent party.
Personal use, yeah.
It's like a granny's nightie, and then it's a big wolf head.
Is that you that sponsors that advert for sponsoring films on, like, Channel 4?
No, but it does look similar to
does
that.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought I'd seen that before.
Okay, so why do you need the Batman thing?
I'm going to go for an audition tomorrow.
As what? For
you're
what?
Like this. I'm going to go for Batman.
Oh, the clue was there in the outfit.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I'm going to audition to be the part of Batman.
In a film?
Tour. Well, no, they're doing this, like, arena tour. So I thought I'd audition.
Batman the musical, or Batman on Ice?
I don't know, actually. I just assumed it was just normal, straight-up musical, but I'm not sure. I don't have much experience in this kind of thing.
Where are you doing this tomorrow?
I've got to go to this place in London. The problem is, it's tomorrow. I haven't got an outfit yet. But, yeah, it's going to be... I don't even know what I've got to do, to be honest. I've never done any acting. I can't sing. But it just seems like my dream job to be Batman.
To be Batman, yeah. Or any of the superheroes, really.
That's how they put it in the advert. They basically said, do you want to be Batman? And it's like, I do. I'm not really sure I'm suited to sort of acting or musicals and that, but I do want to be Batman. This seems to be the nearest thing I'm going to get.
You know you don't have a job at the moment, is it? Because you've been waiting for this one to come along?
Do you know what? It just seemed like fate. I saw this come up and I was like, that's it.
So if you haven't got an outfit, what are you going to do instead?
Make one.
I don't know. This is why I called Scott, because I just assumed he'd have something.
Make one.
Or at least an idea. Make one?
Yeah.
So you're going to need... He's going to need, like, egg boxes to do the fake chest.
Yeah.
And then he's going to need
fake
pants...
Chest.
Well, you know, like, when you have... Batman's got, like, a really muscly chest.
You need to look ripped.
Yeah, so just get some egg boxes or something to, like, do big muscles.
Bit
and
rude.
Then... get your pants on. Have you got, like, black Y fronts?
No, I don't.
Scott?
No, I don't.
You wouldn't
really
borrow...
I don't want to borrow...
No,
that would be weird.
So just get some black... Would Batman wear boxers? I don't know.
Not really so much, would he?
No, go and get some black Y fronts. Maybe Dougsy's got some.
Right, I can't... I don't know. What about the utility belt?
Wouldn't worry about that. As long as you've got pants on over your trousers.
I can't turn up for my golden opportunity, my chance to be Batman, just wearing black pants over my trousers.
Yes, you can. And do you know why? Because everybody else is going to be wearing exactly the same Batman outfit and you are going to stand out.
Pants over the trousers. And
over my jeans.
And, yeah, over your jeans. And
blue jeans. What?
And a towel as a cloak.
Oh, I'm not so sure this is a good idea. And the thing is, what do you think I need to do at this audition? Because
does it not say on the advert?
Well, it says bring a CV and a photograph and things like that, but like, I take it they don't just want my bog standard sort of.
No, you've got to put all your crime-fighting superhero stuff in it. You know, like the time you saved the life and then the time you climbed behind your bookcase and jumped in your car.
All that.
Okay. Right.
Make sure
your little friend in the red outfit, they want to know a bit about him as well.
What am I going to do in terms of...
that could be you.
I am not that.
Please go and audition as his Robin.
No.
Please.
No, it's for Batman. Clearly
no,
states for Batman.
Robin. Catwoman.
No. You can audition to be Robin and the Joker.
I don't want to do either of those.
It would be brilliant. It would be like that episode of Only Fools and Horses.
No, I'm all right, thanks.
You look so good.
Busy tomorrow.
What are they going to ask me to do? Do you think they're going to ask me to sing?
If it's a musical, then maybe.
I'm not sure about this. As far as, like, acting goes, do I need to learn any lines? Like, what do I do? Just watch an old Batman movie or something?
Yeah, just do that.
Watch that.
Are you going to change your voice at all? Because Christian Bale's kind of like... Mm.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah. You need to...
Do your best.
He talks like this down here.
No, I can't do it. Tell me what to say. What do I say?
Hello, I'm Batman, and this is my friend Robin, played by Scott Mills.
Hello, I'm Batman. It's not working for me.
I think this is going to go really well. Hang on, we're just trying to find some quotes from The Dark Knight.
Oh, brilliant.
You wanted me, here I am. He's saying it to the Joker, if that helps.
So, put yourself into it. Imagine you are Batman. Go.
Right. Now?
Yeah.
Oh, this is harder than I thought it would be, actually.
You wanted me, so here I am.
You wanted me, so here I am.
No, that's quite good. It's sounding a lot more promising now.
Good?
Yeah, really good.
Do you know what? Please, 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 can I come with you tomorrow and film some stuff, please?
Really?
How could I have said that more subtly? Basically, I want to go there.
Please, can I come?
Yeah.
Just say that.
Please, can I come?
I'm not so sure about the filming bit of it. This wasn't what, you know...
Okay.
I don't think it's such a good idea.
We won't do any
we
filming.
We will not film it.
From my
at all.
Secret pen camera in my top pocket. Right, I've got one last line for you.
Right.
In your best Batman, you ready?
Yeah.
You'll hunt me, you'll condemn me, set the dogs on me, because that's what needs to happen. And cue Batman.
You'll hunt me, you'll what? Say it. Hang on. You'll hunt me, you'll condemn me, you'll set the dogs on me. Because I've forgotten the last bit.
That's what needs to happen.
That's what needs to happen.
Very good, Chris. You two have a lovely day tomorrow, all right?
I'm so excited.
Cheers, man.
See you later.
See you later. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you may have noticed that Nicki Minaj has been in the UK recently. You know her off of Hip Hop. She's on everyone's record. She's actually our record of the week this week with her good new tune, Moment for Life. You'll hear that in a minute. She is quite crazy, isn't she?
Mm.
But good.
She's amazing.
Yeah. You loved her, didn't you?
I do really like her, yeah.
We're going to play you some of the chat that we had last week with Nicki Minaj now, and then again tomorrow. Describe what she was wearing when she came in. It was just like, whoa.
Like big candy floss hair.
Yeah.
And then like an amazing kind of purple and pink leopardy print. It was all her picture of her was all in the paper, like a kind of one-piece catsuit type
yeah.
thing.
She looked incredible.
She was gorgeous, and she had the best pink lipstick.
Ever. Okay, so here's some of my chat. You know that I always, when guests come in, I write down, hello, whatever the guest's name is. So I do start this one, as normal, with, hi, Nicki Minaj. Hi, Nicki Minaj.
Hi, my darling.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very good. Welcome to the UK.
Thank you for having me.
You're just saying that you're having a bit of a whirlwind.
Oh, yes. It feels like since we got off the plane, I mean, the energy from the kids out here, oh, my God, it's really given me life.
Has it surprised you?
It did surprise me. I said, when I pulled up here to the station, I literally asked them in the car, I said, who's here? Like, what big celebrity is here? Because I saw a line of paparazzi and kids waiting outside. I'm like, okay, why are they here? And they were like, when I got out and I realized they were yelling and stuff and asking me to sign stuff, I was very surprised.
They've got the crash barriers out for you, and that means that you're really famous.
Whoa.
That doesn't happen for many people, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God. That's a big deal.
I haven't seen the crash barriers out since Take That. came here.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow.
And you got mobbed when you arrived at Heathrow, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just heard screams, and next thing you know, I looked up, and I had to look back to see if Justin Bieber was behind me. And, like, the kids just ran. I mean, there was no end in sight. They just were running indefinitely. And I was like, oh, my God. I kind of looked back. I'm like, wait a minute. Are they going to? But they're so sweet because as soon as they get near me, they're all like, they realize, like, I'm little. So they try to be, like, gentle. But it never works. I'm always, like, you know, I always go home with, like, bruises and bumps and stuff. But yeah. it was dope. I mean, I speak to these kids on Twitter, and to see them in real life, and, you know, to see a real person looking back at me. I remember when I would see, like, Twitter UK bar pages, I would think that it was a joke. I'm like, there's no way there's someone in London, you know, calling themselves a Nicki Minaj Barb or something like that. But to see them yesterday, it was just really emotional. It was sweet.
What is it you call your fans? Barbies?
Barbs. Well, it's short for Barbies, but it's Barbs, and I call my boys Ken Barbs. Well, okay. Not all my boys, just the gay boys, they're Ken Barbs. But regular boys, they're just boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So gay boys are Ken Barbs.
Yeah.
Girls are Barbs.
Yeah.
Boys are boys.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I got it.
I love the way you just put that.
Now, for a lot of people, it might seem in the UK that you've come out of nowhere, but you've been doing this for a while, haven't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've been on the underground hip-hop circuit for a long time. Like, I put out 3 mixtapes.
But it's gone huge now. Like, you're the hottest name in hip-hop now.
Thank you.
You're the future, Nicki Minaj.
Thank you. I sure hope so.
You're bringing the fun back, though, you know?
And that's what I want to do. And because I do have a lot of younger people who, you know, look towards me. And, you know, even though sometimes I can have, like, a potty mouth, I still like to incorporate that with fun. And, you know, I always promote, you know, go to school, be independent, but also have fun, play dress up, and don't have anyone tell you what you should look like. Like, I felt really, really caged in when I first started doing hip-hop. Like, I felt like people were telling me, you shouldn't play around too much, and you shouldn't wear that, and you shouldn't look like that, because...
What were you supposed to wear?
I don't know. You know, I was supposed to keep my black hair, never change it. I was supposed to, you know, be real rough, and, you know, because I'm from Queens, New York, and yes, when you grow up in New York, you're kind of tough by nature. But I didn't want to be that person for the rest of my life, though. You know, I wanted to be able to change it up when I wanted to. You know what I mean? So.
And you have changed it up today. I can't stop looking at that hair. Is that like hair? Is that candy floss or what is that?
What is candy floss? Is that something out here? Because someone else said that.
Oh,
because when someone said that earlier,
cotton candy.
Oh, that's what we call it, cotton candy.
Someone just buzzed that through to me. Someone just went, cotton candy in my ears.
Oh, so you guys call cotton candy candy floss sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is the cutest thing. So I learned candy floss, and I learned peng. I'm peng.
Yes.
Peng is like a hot, and I'm that.
Anyway, it looks like candy floss.
Well, I don't think you could eat it, but sometimes it smells good.
I'd like to have
good.
A go. What? Where does the hair stop and the candy floss start?
Oh my God! It's just all one. There is no separation between the two.
So is that your hair?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Once
though.
I pay for it, it's mine.
Okay, fair enough. How is that attached, please? I'm sorry, I'm fascinated.
No, it's.
I just want to know the exact detail.
It's almost like putting a hat on.
Right.
You just put it on your head.
Okay, but then it's windy, it'll fall off.
Well, you have to put glue in some places to make sure it sticks.
So that's glue to your head.
Oh my God. Do we really have to do the wig 101 right now? Okay, this is so unfair. These are just, you know, I'm giving away my secrets.
Okay, sorry. All right, no more wig questions.
Okay.
What's happening with you and Jessie J? Are you doing something together?
Who is that?
Oh, you don't know who that is?
No.
Okay, there's been some stuff in the newspapers. She's got a song out called Do It Like a Dude.
Okay.
And she's from Essex, and she's like the big hot person to look out for in 2011.
Oh, wow.
And we heard that maybe, I think it might be something like she wants you to get involved with her. You should check her out, though.
Really I would good. Love to hear the record.
I've got
you
it right here.
You guys should play it for me.
I've got it right now.
Do it like a brother, do
Well, I'm so glad you guys played that. First of all, she sounds really, really badass.
Yeah.
Like, she sounds like she has attitude that I, like, reminds me of myself, the attitude in her voice.
She's good.
That song is dope. Well, maybe we'll talk about that.
Okay.
But shout out to her for even, you know, mentioning me. I mean, that's dope. That's dope. She sounds amazing. I love the song.
Good news as well. We like your new track with Drake.
Do you?
And we've made it our record of the week, which means on this show, we play it, every single day.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Tom in Chessington's been on saying that song we did, a bit cringy, but is that our homage to Minaj? It is, yes, it's my Minaj homage. I'm glad you enjoyed it. That's right. It is an old theme tune off of the 80s, but she didn't know that, and we didn't tell her.
We can't tell her now.
Tanya's been on saying, I would also love that as my ringtone. Would you though, Tanya? Think about it. Like, your phone actually going off and it's us out of time singing Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. You need to count me in, otherwise I can't do it.
2, 3, 4.
Nicki Minaj. You didn't start when you said you were going to. Should we record a new one just so that...
I mean, we could do a new one where we're both in time. That might be an idea.
That's what they do in, like, you know, when people do live performances and they don't like them, they just re-record them, don't they?
We'll do that. We'll do a proper
Not
one.
Not that they do that in the live lounge.
No, they don't.
But on some things, I'm sure that that's what they do. If someone's a bit out, they just, you know.
You need to change your ringtone anyway.
Why?
Because it's...
Oh, it's
well,
still...
have you still got it on there?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, can I ring you again?
Yeah, ring me.
I enjoy this every time.
This went off a very embarrassing place on Friday.
Is your phone on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Check this ringtone out.
My boyfriend was like, who's that man?
Every time your phone goes off, incredible. Yeah, you might want to change that now.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Kias from Milton Keynes.
How can I help?
Well, I just have a suggestion to make about your Nicki Minaj song you just sang.
Becky.
Yeah, Becky.
Yeah.
Just have a suggestion to make. If you did the song as the rhythm of Addams Family's song or rhythm, it would sound much better, I would guess.
All right, so you don't like our Nicki Minaj song with the current theme tune, okay.
Yeah, because it was kind of out of tune, I guess, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're
and
not
do you
wrong.
Think, do you think us doing the Addams Family is going to help our tuning issues?
It might do. It might do.
Okay.
Might like
it's
it
worth
well.
A try.
We might give it a go.
Go for it.
I'm just getting the backing track for us.
Oh,
and
God.
Then we'll... see, we can't just do it a cappella. We haven't even practiced yet.
No, that's true.
Can't go straight into a live lounge.
I appreciate your feedback. I like that a lot.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you want to give me a high five on your phone?
I've got a mobile. I'll try. Don't
just
know
press 5.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
Okay, good. Yeah, oh, there's a 5 and a 4 there, but good. All right, love you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, maybe we should do Addams Family instead. Do you know what? I was doing a bit of shopping at the weekend in Cardiff. It's really nice, Cardiff.
Long way to go just to get some new clothes.
Well, I was seeing some mates. Have you been to the shops in the city centre?
No, my mum's always going on about how amazing it is, though.
Really good. Anyway, I saw this kid outside H&M, actually, and they were blowing bubbles off of bubble gum. And I was really impressed.
Why?
Because they were doing it really well.
Like, what, massive ones?
Yeah, massive ones.
What, bigger than their head?
Yeah. And I thought to myself...
You must have used more than one stick. You don't get a massive one like that from just one little cube.
I thought to myself, I have never done that.
Have you ever tried?
I have never tried to blow bubbles with bubblegum, and now it is on my to-do list of things to do in life, because I've never done it. And I'd quite like to.
You might be amazing at it. I can't do it. I try. I can do like a little one and then it goes...
I don't think I'll be able to. It's one of those things that I just know already that I probably won't be able to do. But I'll give it a go. But I was just really impressed with this kid.
Is this like your bucket list then?
What?
It's like a film and he does like loads of stuff.
Oh, I don't know about films. No.
It's a list of things that he wants to do.
What have you never done?
It's like old people. Nans like it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it, I think.
Yeah?
I think it sounds right on my street.
I thought you were going to lie and tell me you'd seen it and then I was going to lead you down a path of... proving that you had
yeah.
it, like you did when Heather
you have done that before,
in.
Yeah,
that's good.
What have you never done then?
What have I never done?
Yeah, there must be something.
There must
you
be
think...
loads of stuff I've never done. I'm not saying that one.
Why not?
Well, okay, I can't burp, so burping is probably one. I've done
what
it like twice in my life. I can't do it.
You'll explode.
I know. That's why I can't drink pints, because I go like that one off Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, who just goes and just gets massive. Like the fish in Finding Nemo. You know, the one that just goes. Yeah,
you can't burp.
I could drink about a pint and then it gets so uncomfortable I have to have a lie down.
You must have burped in your life.
About twice. When I
twice
do it, it really
ever?
Scares me. I did it once about 3 months ago in the supermarket.
And what happened?
It really freaked me out. It made me jump so much, the shock of it.
That, okay, that's weird.
But it's not the sort of thing I can practice, is it? My boyfriend's always trying to get me to do it. I can't.
Is that why you fart so much? I'm joking. She doesn't.
People are having their tea.
Sorry. That's weird. My one looks really normal now.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Okay, I'm really sorry for calling you weird, because loads of people on the text can't actually burp and never have. Or they don't think they have anyway, so sorry. Do you accept my apology?
Yes.
That was Nelly. And Move That Body. I'm going to try and blow some bubbles tonight. That's what I'm going to do tonight, yeah. I am. It's 5:17 on BBC Radio 1. That's not funny. It's not
the one
funny.
That doesn't speak seems to be enjoying it.
You're both laughing at me, and it's not even funny.
I think it's a West Ham thing.
What football?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I won't get it then, will I? Your next fix of R. Kelly, Trapped in the Closet, is on just after 6 o'clock tonight. Oh, I don't know, it all went up on Thursday's episode. Rosie arrived, the nosy neighbour, with a spatula in her hand. She's going to go crazy with that spatula, so I don't know. We'll find out at 6:10. Right, I found the Addams Family music, so we can do our new Nicki Minaj theme.
It's not all about you.
Ready? Me.
Count us in.
3, 2, 1.
Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj.
We are live on the radio.
Nicki Minaj. Live clap.
Keep listening.
Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj.
Then what happens?
They're creepy and they're
kooky. Okay, we'll stop there.
Podcast.
Get your Scott Mills points here. Get your Scott Mills points here. If you want to get some Scott Mills points, an easy way of doing it. I have 10 points on offer for you now. 10. If you get the answer right. Now, you know, we played out some of our chat of Nicki Minaj when she came in last week. Played that for you just after 4:30 this afternoon. The question is about Minaj today. By the way, if you're a fan and you'd like a more sensible interview, then Zane Lowe will have that for you tonight. From 7 o'clock, if you can't get enough of La Minaj. Anyway, during our chat, Nicki Minaj did say one phrase quite a lot, and that phrase was, "Oh my God." But how many times did she say it during our chat, Becky? Guess along at home. Guess along at home.
Eight.
Oh my God.
Do you think it's more than that?
Don't know, you tell me.
I'm trying to read your body language.
It's a game.
Okay, I'm going to stick with 8.
You're saying 8. What do you lot think? If you get it right, I will give you 10 Scott Mills points. Let's find out. Hi, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God. The kids out here. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. That is the cutest thing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God.
Do some films as well?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. You know. Oh, my God.
And I said, oh, my God. Talking like
oh
you
my
like
God.
That.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. I think that were... How many was that?
12.
12. Oh, my God. So if you said 12, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. And let me know when you've got enough for the spice rack. Bless.
Oh, my God.
We need to do that. We need to make that a full remix. A lot of you, when we were playing our chat out earlier, saying that Nicki Minaj does sound quite a lot like Janice off of Friends. Let's compare.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hi, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God. The kids out here. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. That is the cutest thing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I'll tell you what else we found as well, which I've never heard before. When we were looking for clips of Janice off Friends so we could compare them with Nicki Minaj, we found Friends dubbed into French. Have you ever heard French Janice off of Friends?
It's brilliant. Listen.
Oh, mon Dieu!
So instead of OMG in France, is it OMD?
Yeah, I guess.
OMD.
Oh, mon Dieu!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I think that French Janice off of Friends could do with a bit of Usher treatment now. What do you think?
Oh, oh.
Loves it.
A lot of people on the text are saying she sounds like she's on the loo. But I think they've got a bit of a problem because I don't make that noise.
Oh, mon Dieu!
No, I don't. No, I really don't. Who sent that in?
Go and see a doctor.
Name and shame. Right. Got some new music for you.
This is Bored at Work.
Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat. That's really nice to know. Thanks for texting in. Really nice.
And Ant also needs medical help.
Yeah. This is new. It's Breakage, which is a bloke called James Boyle. He is playing for us in Sheffield on the 28th of January at our In New Music We Trust live event alongside Annie Mack, Pete Tong and Scream and Benga. More details online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's recap the R. Kelly trapped in the closet scenario. I'm not going to go right from the very beginning and detail everything because it's too long. But you're going to have to concentrate for this bit because it does get fairly complicated. So, R. Kelly is having an affair with a woman called Kathy. Kathy's husband is a vicar called Rufus. But Rufus is also having an affair with a bloke called Chuck. R. Kelly's wife is having an affair with a policeman called James. James is also married. Now, last time, there was a big struggle, wasn't there, between R. Kelly and the policeman, which ended up with R. Kelly's wife's brother, Tron, getting injured. But then Tron went to the loo. He's fine. Then there was a bang on the door. Things got really tense. But who was at the door? Let's find out. Oh. That thing's frozen on me now. Hang on.
Let's find out.
Let's find out now.
I count to three, try and open the door, and it's Rose, the nosy neighbour.
That's right, it's Rose.
You
the nosy neighbour.
With a spatula in her hand. Like that's gonna do something against them guns. It's Rosie the nosy. Neighbour.
Oh, after all that, in comes Rosie with a spatula in her hand.
With a spatula in her hand.
With a spatula in her hand.
Spatula.
And woo! And that's where we're at.
Radio 1 podcasts.
Loads of people all over the UK gathered around the radio, like you see in those clips off of the 1930s where everything's in black and white. That is what's happening right now as we embark upon Part 8 of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. Yep, it's still on, everybody. And we're going to get as far as we can with this. So many people going, oh God, have I missed it? No, it's on now. So get yourself comfortable.
Get your spatula ready.
So what you need to know, really, is that everyone is having an affair with someone else. Okay? And in the last episode, Rosie, the nosy neighbour, turned up with the spatula. Thank you. In her hand.
Sorry, I wasn't on cue.
Some people thought it was in her hair, but it was in her hand.
Why would you have a spatula in your hair?
With a spatula in her.
Spatula.
In her hair. Anyway, here we go with part 8. Drum roll, please.
The policeman gets in his car and gets right on the phone. Backing up, shaking his head, saying, let me get my crazy ass home.
Well, I really hope he's on hands-free. I think he will be, because he's like a law-abiding citizen. He's a policeman, isn't he? So he will be definitely on hands-free there. So the policeman is going back home to his wife.
And his wife picks up and says, darling, where have you been? I've been worried about you. And he says, police business, honey, I can't wait to tell you what I've been going through.
Now, do you really think he's going to tell her everything that's been happening? I think he might lie.
Yeah, there's no way he's going to tell the truth.
Now, at this
point, listeners, you'll notice that R. Kelly's accents appear for the very first time. He's doing different voices now, which I like a lot and should be encouraged.
Is that still him then?
Yeah, that's all R. Kelly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, versatile. Listen to this.
She says, are you okay?
Yes.
Do you need anything?
No.
Well, I baked you a pie, your favourite cherry.
That is incredible. He's like the new Alistair McGowan. So, policeman's wife has baked him a pie.
Cherry
pie. Cherry pie.
I've never had cherry.
You've never had a cherry pie?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
Did the policeman's wife make it for you?
No. You've never had a cherry pie?
No.
And you've never burped?
No.
Things we found out.
Maybe
on the show
those
today.
Two things could be conquered in one.
Then he said, I'll be there soon. Sorry, I kept you hanging. Then she said,
honey, don't worry about it. Just take your time. I still got some cleaning.
Take your time.
What's her
take point? Your time. I still got some cleaning. Yeah. Let me hear that again. That was a good one.
Then he said, I'll be there soon. Sorry, I kept you hanging. Then she said,
honey, don't worry about it. Just take your time. I still got some cleaning.
He's so good at voices. Now we go back to R. Kelly and his wife and Tron and Rosie, the nosy neighbour.
Now meanwhile, Mrs. Rosie's back at Wynn's house telling it all. She said, I knew it was something about that policeman. I started to cut loose my dog.
Yeah.
Gwendolyn looks at her and laughs and says, Miss Rosie, you are nuts. Then I say, all I wanted to know is what was you going to do with that spatula?
Well, didn't we all?
That was come on, get
honestly,
into it.
That was the question I was asking myself time and time again all over the weekend. Mm. And they just left me hanging. Mm. All through the Wonder Years, all through Ready for the Weekend on Friday night. What's she going to do with that spatula? Now, I don't think spatula is used enough in songs, do you? I know a lot of pop stars do sometimes listen to this show. So, which ones do we want to get spatula into the next song? Tiny Temper.
Yeah, Minaj.
Yeah.
She could be good with a spatula.
She could. Please could you get spatula into your next songs? I don't think they're used enough.
Twan says she's a G, no doubt. Now let's head right back on over to the policeman's house.
Yes, let's do that, R.
So, why are they all going round there?
Well, no, we're going to find out.
Oh, we're going round there?
Yeah.
He's staying there?
We're going to find out what's happening at the policeman's house.
Okay, I thought they were all jumping in the car and following the cop back to his what? I was like, why are they getting involved in that business?
But you know what? Surely something exciting is going on at the policeman's house.
Pulls up in the garage. She didn't expect for him to come that soon. She rushed to the door, kissed him on the cheek, says I was in the restroom.
In the what?
Restroom.
What's a restroom? Is it restroom?
I think so.
Pulls up in the garage. She didn't expect for him to come that soon. She rushed to the door, kissed him on the cheek, says I was in the rash room.
Okay, well, whatever. Rash room.
Calamine lotion.
Rash room.
Then he said, what you say that for? And then she says, I don't know. Then he stepped back, looked at her and says, what you all jittery for?
Oh, see here, it sounds like she's got something to hide. I wonder what that could be.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Seriously?
What could it be?
Then she says, sweetheart, maybe it's that time of the month. Then he says, maybe that time of the month. And then she said, you know what I mean. He said, I know what came out your mouth.
Mine.
He said, you said maybe. Then she says, baby, he walks in the house.
Right. Whew. I know.
I need to lie down after that one.
What can she be jittery about? Oh. Do you get jittery at that time?
I just drop stuff. I'm just generally a bit clumsy, but I don't make out
like... You're jittery, I don't think.
I don't like obviously having an affair with someone I shouldn't be, which I think is what's happening to her. But
You don't say.
What also I quite like is that if you can't get anything to rhyme with time of the month, just sing time of the month again, no one will notice.
She says, sweetheart, maybe it's that time of the month. Then he says, maybe that time of the month.
Yeah, he struggled there. He struggled there a bit, but he just I'll just say it again.
No one will care.
It's only a little bit in this 22.5 million part drama.
She tries to lead him upstairs, but he goes straight to the kitchen. She says, hon, I bought you some pears. And then he said, I'ma heat this chicken.
Oh, my God. I want to go round there. They have so much food. She's made him a cherry pie.
She's got a cherry pie. He's got some chicken to heat up. She's got some pears.
Pears.
And she turns around thinking to herself with this weird look on her face. Then
Peace greens, woman, what's wrong with you? Why you walking back and forth, pacing?
All right, so she's pacing.
With a weird look on her face.
With a really weird look on her
Probably
face.
Probably stressed at the fact, I hope he's going to reheat the chicken properly, otherwise all sorts, it's all going to go wrong.
You can get really ill from that.
I know.
And if you don't reheat
chicken...
A lot
of them says, do not reheat.
No. I really hope that he's read the instructions.
She's probably like, should I tell him? Should I not? What's the deal with this chicken?
Oh, you would
I only cooked it 2 hours ago.
Do you remember, I got really ill off that chicken that I reheated, so just be careful, R.
Phone she answers, she's thinking to herself, what am I to say? Because the truth of the matter is that she just slept with another man today.
Oh, surprise! I didn't see that coming, did you? That, wow. Today
she,
as well.
Should that make... Oh, and had time to make a cherry
I know.
Pie.
She's been having it off with someone, made a cherry pie. She's got pears.
Done the cleaning.
She's done the cleaning.
And instead of calling her name, Bridget, I know you hear me, but she can't turn around because the truth on her face, he will see it. Then he screams, Bridget, yes, look at me. Bridget turns around and then he says, what you got up your sleeve?
Yeah, Bridget, yeah, yes. What's she got up her sleeve?
Is it another kitchen implement?
Probably some more food.
She's scared out of her mind, stuttering and shaking and still talking about some pears. He starts screaming, saying, look, woman, and I told you I'm not going up no stairs.
Yeah, I'm not going up the stairs. I'll stop talking about pears. That rhymes.
That was good, that.
Really good rhyming. Could play there.
Now he's got a funny feeling. Something just don't seem right.
Oh, God.
He's looking at her while she's banging up. Then he says, with all my might.
Right.
Come on, let's just get to the bit.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Woman, I swear, if you've been doing wrong, but little does he know that somebody is still right there in his home.
Oh! There's someone still there.
The side piece hasn't gone home.
No.
Let me guess, the side piece is trapped in the closet.
We'll have to find out tomorrow.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.